Harper Audio presents Joe Biden, A Life of Trial and Redemption by Jules Whitcover, read by Jason Culp. He's always been a guy for the heart. He wants to be the guy wearing a cape, Captain Good. Tom Lewis, Joe Biden's close friend at Archmere Academy and roommate at the University of Delaware. Prologue. The long road that Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. traveled to the American vice presidency, and in the tired but accurate cliche, to within a heartbeat of the presidency, was one of triumph and tragedy. It was a journey of great hopes and expectations raised, then dashed, then resurrected, then dashed again and revived again, but always short of the man's dream of attaining the Oval Office. Despite the Horatio Alger saga that has grown about Joe Biden over the years, the bright and ambitious Irish Catholic lad born in gritty Scranton, Pennsylvania in 1942 did not exactly rise up from poverty. In his family roots and tribulations, however, he did experience the rigors of working-class urban America. His father, Joe Biden Sr., did encounter hard times, but not until after he had enjoyed the beneficence of a rich uncle, who positioned him for a lucrative executive job that soon found him on the polo fields of Long Island and in the cockpit of his own private plane. But the economic woes that eventually brought the elder Biden and his family to Wilmington, Delaware, another town of blue-collar profile, maintained the saga. At the same time, it provided the launching pad for the rapid political climb of Joe Biden Jr., a cocky and aggressive young lawyer elected to the Newcastle County Council at the age of 27 and to the U.S. Senate at 29, 5 weeks short of the required age to sit in the august body. Blessed with a boyish charm, athletic agility, a dazzling smile, and the quick and overflowing gift of gab, young Joe tap danced through an elite Catholic prep school, the University of Delaware, and the Syracuse Law School. He met the smart and beautiful girl of his dreams during a spring break in the Bahamas, married her, and quickly began a young family of two boys and a girl. Even before he was to be sworn into the Senate, Joe Biden had all the earmarks of a golden boy reaching for the stars and armed with all the personal, social, and intellectual accoutrements for grabbing his share of them. Then came, with shattering suddenness, the family tragedy that was to be the darkest hour of Joe Biden's life, and yet a springboard to eventual personal recovery and political achievement. When, after 15 years of impressive service in the Senate, he first reached for the presidency, a fateful run of carelessness and hubris brought the golden boy down, seemingly ending that high ambition. Next, a life-imperiling stroke that forced him to the sidelines, ironically saved his life, and in time set him, two decades later, back onto the same quest for the presidency. Sustained through all this time by a restored and steadfast family life, Biden tried again in 2008. But not even his broader experience as chairman of the Senate Judiciary and Foreign Relations Committees could erase the public remembrance of his failings in his first presidential run, and his second bid met the same quick fate of the first. In the course of that rejection, however, Joe Biden so impressively redeemed himself as a capable, responsible, informed political figure that the man who won his party's presidential nomination chose him to stand at his side in the historic election of 2008. In Barack Obama's emergence as the nation's first African-American president, he brought Biden with him as his standby and partner in governance, as close to the achievement of Biden's lifelong goal as circumstances seemed to promise. Embarking on the vice presidency at the age of 67, Biden was no longer considered likely to use the office as a stepping stone to the Oval Office or to presidential nomination, as other standby predecessors had done, especially since the days of Richard Nixon. Assuming a second term for Obama, Biden would be 74 years old before he could stand for the presidency a third time. But in the vice presidency, he had the fortuitous opportunity to return public esteem to the office after the 8 years of his predecessor, Dick Cheney, whose arrogant embrace of greater power had diminished it in the eyes of many Americans.